suffered and bled and died. Hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever and end that last together. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals aloud with hosannas scream. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. One more time, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Amen. That's good singing. Let's remain standing for a moment of prayer. Pastor Lyle, will you open us, please? Amen. Let's remain standing. Brother Williams.
All right. Let's sing another song. Take the name of Jesus with you. 116 if you need your book. And that's fine too. Let's sing together. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. He will joy and comfort give you. Take it in wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of
heaven. Let's do that third, oh the precious name,
oh the precious name of Jesus. How it thrills our soul with joy when his loving arms receive us and his songs our tongue implore. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet.
Jesus
bowing, falling prostrate at his feet. Kings of kings in heaven will crown him. Oh, when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name.
You may be seated, and as I have already mentioned, today is Bible Sunday, and I trust that every person here came away with either a Bible or a New Testament, and some maybe both, and we have provided gifts for each one. But we have a special gift that we'd like to give to any that may be a guest with us tonight, and we had a great number of guests with us in the morning service. And if you're a guest with us tonight and you did not receive a gift this morning, I want to have one of our ushers place a beautiful gift in your hand, some information about our church. So if you're not a member or regular attender and you didn't get a gift this morning, I wonder if you just lift your hand so we can spot you. I want to place a gift in your hand, a gift of $1,000. All of a sudden there's a few that all of a sudden are visiting with us. We're delighted for each of you that are here tonight. Some that visited with us this morning are back this evening. We are always grateful about that. I got a few calls of folks that are yet en route. Some folks that were on missions of mercy this afternoon and got detained and will be here shortly, and others that are that called in today because they're ill. I felt so bad. We had the Jubilee moment, and Brother John Harf was in three or four of those photos, and he's just home just as sick as he can be, and I talked to him on the phone today. You pray for Brother John. Also, Rick and Sandy, she was on her way to take him to emergency, stop by the church to make sure that we had goodies for tonight, and so you pray for Rick and Sandy. They both have been under it just a little bit, as many others have been, but I'm so glad that you're here tonight. I'm thrilled that you're able to be here. And you know, I just want to pause for a moment and say that I praise the Lord for a church family. Today, we sat with some folks at lunch, and a lady with tears said, you know, I'm not that close to my natural family. And she said, really, the church is my church family. And she said, I'm so blessed and thankful to have a church family in the time of need in my life. And I have discovered that there are many people who go through life and they have trial after trial, and they have no one that they can fellowship with to find encouragement from. And they come to the end of their days, and they're cremated and put in a box somewhere, and they don't even have a service. And it's a sad thing, really. And you know, they laugh it off, they justify it all somehow. But, you know, far better it is to have a family of people that love you and care about you, and people that really will be more your family in eternity than anyone born by blood, because we're related together by blood and by birth and by faith, really, the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are born again, regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, and joined together by a common, like, precious faith, and so thank the Lord for that. We have a brother in the Lord that's going to be departing to Mexico to have some surgery. Brother Reuben is here with us tonight. And Brother Reuben, we love you. We've been praying for you. And you leave this week, tomorrow morning. And, you know, a bunch of our folks decided they were going to send you off with some notes of encouragement. I wonder if you'd just come, and I want to give you this this basket. There are a number of cards in here of folks that just want to tell you they love you and they're praying for you as you go. Brother Reuben is going to have a brain tumor removed, and you pray for him. And I want you to get a good look at him, okay? He'll be gone for a little while. Pastor Lyle, would you come up here tonight with me? And Brother Dennis, would you come, please? This is our pastor emeritus and our chairman of our deacons. And I would like for us to place our hands here on Brother Reuben. And I would like for you, Pastor Lyle, to lead us in a word of prayer for him and for his healing.
Heavenly Father, we know that you are a great physician. We know that there is nothing impossible for you. Our Father, we know that you have ordained that we walk in dependence upon you. Our Father, we rejoice in the awareness of the fact that men have the ability to cut and sew on our bodies, but they do not have the ability to heal. And so, our God, as our brother Reuben and his wife leave us for a while, God, we ask for the surgeons that you would guide their hands, give them a clear eye, because that they, as they do this surgery, that they might realize that they are simply instruments, nothing more. And that you are the one that would work through them. And now, God, we pray that this surgery might be successful, and that in your own time, Reuben and the God will be back with us again. And our God, we just rejoice in that. Lord, we ask not only for them, but for the family, those who are
God bless you. Here, let me grab this microphone for you.
I just want to know, all of you, how much I appreciate this. It's a good feeling to know that a lot of people care for my family and myself. Thank you so much, and God willing, I will see you in about 3 months.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Reuben. Well, I'd hate to have to go through something like that without a support group like this. And you keep him in prayer. How many of you, as the Lord brings it to mind, will determine to pray for Reuben and Yvonne in the next few days? Lift it up big and high. And that's nearly every single person, if not every single person in this room. And if we would all together unite our hearts in prayer for him, what a great difference it would make. And so thank you for your commitment to pray. And by faith, I trust that you will pray and that God will answer prayer. We're going to continue our service with another hymn, and we're going to sing He Keeps Me Singing. Come, Brother Williams.
All right. All right, He Keeps Me Singing, not He Keeps Me Dreary. Let's sing together. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still. Oh, sing Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing and feasting on the riches. Here we go, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath the sheltering wing. Always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing. Soon He's coming back on the last. Soon He's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Let's keep playing that nice tune. Let's all stand one and welcome one another here tonight. Look at everybody loving one another. Let's all sit down. You can sit, be seated. Find your place if you think you need to, and we'll sing you into your place. Here we go. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear leading on my, take your time, it's okay, of God discloses. Let's sing, church, and He
walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Let's do that last. I'd stay in the garden.
I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me is falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me. Oh, he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Pastor?
Amen. I mentioned earlier that we have New Testaments available. And how many of you got yours? Let me see. All right. Is there anybody that didn't receive one? All right. There's some like that. Tell you what, at the conclusion of the service, there'll be some New Testaments just like these ones, blue and red. You get your choice of colors, and they'll be in the foyer. We want you to have one. And we want to, through this day, invite every person to have a deeper, more meaningful relationship with God through His Word. And you'll find that by spending time each day. And I mentioned this morning that sometimes people say, I'm going to read so many chapters, I'm going to read the Bible through in 1 year, and that's admirable if you do. I think there are some people that ought to do that, and there are some people that practically ought to determine just to spend some time in the Word each day and making that time meaningful. If it's a few moments that the Lord enables you to have, then take what He enables you to have. And certainly, I believe that there's profit in any time that you spend in the presence of the Lord in His Word. And so I determined to have a relationship with God through His Word. And then also, if you do not have your own personal copy of the entire Bible, not just the New Testament, we have Bibles there and available, and there were several folks like that today that claimed their very first Bible that was their own brand new Bible. And every year we have adult individuals who get their first Bible on Bible Sunday. And in America, you wouldn't think that that was the case, but so often it is. And I know in our home we have many Bibles, and sometimes we tend to just place them around so we can have them about the house. There are places around this world where they would give anything just to have a portion of God's Word. And I've been in a number of countries like that, had the privilege of preaching in many countries, 24 different countries of the world, and many of those places where it's against the law to own a copy of the Bible. And I thank the Lord for the freedom that we have to have it. And I want to encourage you to treasure God's Word and to hide it in your heart. Literally, that means to treasure it. And I think that if you would, it would make a profound difference in your life. I want to just have you look at your bulletin. I didn't go through many announcements whatsoever this morning, but I do want to mention a few things for you tonight, and that is Tuesday is men's Bible study. That's at 5:30, and visitation following Wednesday. We have a missionary, Brother Joe Matichera, a missionary to Zambia, Africa, will be with us, and we'll have a Black Canyon Kids Club also, and the teen group will be meeting on Wednesday night. Thursday, I mentioned that we're not canceling the ladies' Bible study. And what we're going to do is we're going to, for all the ladies that can be here, we're going to move it to 6, and we'll have the ladies' Bible study in the choir room prior to the annual church, or to the quarterly church meeting, rather, and then we'll have our church meeting at 7 o'clock. So ladies, that way there's not a conflict for you. We can still easily manage a quorum and so forth. So ladies, please help me pass the word along. How many of you know somebody that might come to the Bible study, ladies, but they're not here tonight to hear this announcement? Let me see your hand. You know somebody like that. How many of you would be willing to pick up the phone tonight and call somebody and tell them we're meeting at 6 in the choir room, And okay, you'll call Renee. Please do. Renee showed up for the Bible study all by herself Thursday night, and she, God bless her heart. We tried to get the word out to everybody, but sometimes we miss. But ladies, we want you to spend the time in the Word. We don't want there to be a conflict, so please be mindful of that. And we'll try to get the word out to all of the ladies that are involved with that. And then, of course, as I mentioned, our quarterly meeting is Thursday night, January the 24th at 7 p.m. right here in the auditorium. And coming up, there are a number of things. We have visitation breakfast on February the 9th. We're going to be going out and canvassing in some areas on that day. And we'll be serving a breakfast to all of the folks that are going to go out together with us. And the weather is